Okay, guys.
Which gives you general thoughts on this one?
Well, we got licked. You know, that. My hat's off to Carolina. They played better than we did. They coached better than we did. So that was the result today.
Greg, at 0-7 with the chants, the signs, the billboards, fire Schiano, how is that affecting you?
Doesn't affect me, yeah. I mean, people are certainly entitled to their opinion. Here's the thing. My whole career, player and a coach, you know, you get up in the morning, you work as hard and as smart as you can. It usually puts you to bed tired, and you get up and you do it again, and that's the way I do it. And do it the best we can. Our coaches, our players, stick together. Sometimes it doesn't go your way. We gotta, you know, just gotta keep doing it. Look for new ways to make us better, and hopefully go get a win in Seattle. But you could sit there and you know, cry about it and feel sorry for yourself, but that ain't gonna help anything. You just go back to work, get on this tape, get better.
Coach, shouldn't you be getting better at this point? I mean, what are you seeing signs of improvement?
Well, tonight we made some critical mistakes, so it's hard. It is hard to see any signs when you don't give yourself a chance to, you know. And some critical third down things. You know, when you bumble, you snap the ball low twice in the third downs. We lose contain a few times. You know, with this guy, that's certainly, you know, Cam Newton did a heck of a job, took care of the football, and broke contain when we didn't stay disciplined and gave up contain, he found it. So we kind of, you know, we cleaned up some things. We played a cleaner game as far as penalties go, but we just made some errors that are going to keep you from winning games. And to answer your question, yeah, you know, that those are the things that you get paid to do as a coach, is to get your team to perform those things. So certainly it falls on me, because as the head coach, I got to make sure that all the assistant coaches are getting it across to our players, and our players are understanding it and then executing it on the game field. That's, you know, that's what matters.
Glenn threw the ball over 50 times today. Mm-hmm. He's averaged over 40 a game. That's probably not what you a recipe for a rookie quarterback. What's happening? You just fall too far behind.
Well, I mean, that's totally attributed to, you know, when you look up and it's 14:56 in the fourth quarter, and you say, well, we're in T4 mode. We're in end of game mode with a whole quarter to play. But it's a three-score game. I don't think you have a choice but to do that if you believe you're going to win. I mean, we certainly could have handed the ball off, and we don't do that, you know. The entire time we're looking at best-case scenarios that we can score, and do we go for 2-1, you know, going through the scenarios. And that's, you know, anything less, I wouldn't be able to look our team in the eye. So that's what we did, and they fought. It wasn't good enough. Our coaching wasn't good enough, and our play wasn't good enough, but they fought. We made mistakes.
Is it right now to keep the morale of the players up?
Well, you know, we got a great group in that locker room. There's people who care about each other, and right down to the finish, they're fighting tonight for each other. Practices, you know, it's not where there's malcontents or guys that aren't doing what you ask them to do. So that's one thing that I'm really pleased with, but I think it's about relationships. It's about, you know, you and your players and your coaches, and, you know, contrary to some reports, there's not an issue with that. We got to win. We got to play better football, but that's not an issue.
Coach, do you feel like the billboards were a distraction to the players at all?
The billboards?
Yeah, there are a bunch of billboards around Tampa that say "Fire Schiano." Do you think that's a distraction to the players or to this organization?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I think our players are, you know, they've all been involved in competitive athletics for a long time, so I don't think that really concerns them. Quite frankly, I didn't know there were. So that's how dialed in I am, I guess.
Coach, what needs to change and what's going to change?
Well, what needs to change is we have to execute better on the field, on the game field. So how that happens, we have to coach better. We have to come up with different ways or better ways to communicate to get the end result. You know, to me, coaching is presenting a vision, holding people accountable to that, the steps to get there. We just got to do it better. We've done it before. So it's not where I don't think that this group of men can do it. We just need to do it better.
How tall a task is that, however, when you think about it, and you know this league, you have a rookie quarterback and now a rookie running back, two key positions That's a very tall order. How tall is it?
Well, that's the order we get, you know, so it doesn't matter how tall it is. We got to figure out a way to get it worked out. And, you know, as was pointed out, when you throw it that many times with a rookie quarterback, but I thought, you know, quite frankly, I thought Mike did a good job. We had too many drops tonight in critical situations. I mean, you look at our third downs. We dropped it on third down. We missed snaps on third down. We're not good enough to have manageable third downs and just let them go because we snap it low or we drop a pass. We can't do that. You know, when we have a manageable or makeable situation, we got to make it. And then when we do that, we're going to be in every game.
Have the Glazers given you any indication of where you stand with them?
I visit with our owners all the time. There's open lines of communication. We're all trying to just get better and do the things that are going to make the organization better.
Greg, is it time to make some big changes, scheme-wise, personnel, evaluate the depth chart, something to jumpstart it?
Well, you know, I think with a little bit of a stretch here, we're going to get some guys back. We'll get Deshaun back. We'll get Danny Gore back. We'll get some guys back that haven't been with us. I don't know if we'll get Doug back. So that'll change a little bit the personnel mix. We're definitely going to examine things like we do every week. You know, how can we be better? What you do is you evaluate what you did and why was there a breakdown. Bad idea? You know, was it scheme? Bad scheme? Did we drop the ball? Well, if you drop the ball, then we got to catch the ball. Do we have to change things? That has to be evaluated, and we do that every week. So it's not...
Are there any changes that you've made so far this season, scheme-wise, that you can point to as we evaluated, we saw it, it didn't work, let's try something different?
Sure, it's an ever-evolving process, everything. Offense, defense, and kicking game. Thanks, guys.